It's 107.3 Kiss FM. He's Texas number one for R&B. It is the King of some media bells of the MIC with a very special guest joining me on the phone line right now. You can catch him performing live as part of the big show that's coming up on Labor Day Monday at the Brookside Ranch and Event Center. It's the Cigars and Sundresses East Texas Southern Soul Day Fest. And didn't even know it until I started playing this song on the radio. And this man was from the ETX and got family out here. He's got a smash hit single out right now called Hater. It is Chocolate Tie. What's happening, my brother?
Man, what's good? What's good? What's happening in East Texas? What's up? What's up, Mel?
Man, I'm good, my brother. Finally got to connect with you. This man's been moving around, being busy. I know you've been busy, man, especially with all the success that you got going on right now. How hectic has it been?
Oh, man, everything is, you know, I like to say God is good, man. Got one of the number one blues songs in the country right now, man, in the entire country. And, I mean, the Hater song is doing mad numbers, man. It's still viral on TikTok and Instagram. We just went over 200 million views, man. And just think about it. My song has only been out 3 months, so no Southern Soul song in music history has ever done that.
No doubt. Most of the time, it takes years for y'all music to start hitting the ears, but your joint like immediately took off. And like I said, what was interesting was I don't know how I got your record. I don't know how I got it. Somebody sent it to me. I got a hold of it, and I immediately put it on the air, and it's been jamming ever since, man. Let's talk about East Texas first, because you're from this area. I did not know this. I was like, yo, we got a homeboy blowing up. Where exactly is your people from?
Man, I was born in Kilgo, Texas. Kilgo for sure, man. That's where I was born and raised. Actually, I was just down there June 19th. The mayor of Kilgo and the protein Victor Boyd, they invited me to come down and headline their Juneteenth celebration, man, and had over 1,200 people. They never had that many, an event that held that many people of color in Kilgo history. So, you know, we made history, man. It was a beautiful thing. Performed. It was a beautiful crowd, and we just enjoyed ourselves, man. So Kilgo is my home, man.
As it is, Kilgo, stand up, represent. You got one of your own that's blowing up all across the area. And if you haven't seen him yet, you can come catch him on Labor Day Monday, September 2nd, Brookside Ranch and Event Center, Cigars and Sundresses, Southern Soul Day Fest, along with Avil Hollywood, author Young P2K, Vince Tucker, and more. Get your tickets right now at Eventbrite.com. You can also get them all over the ETX, even in your hometown of Kilgo. you get them tickets at Raisin Smoke Barbecue in Kilgo on Highway 31, Gabriel's Menswear in Longview, and One Stop Barbershop here in Tyler. And, man, tell us about the music, man. You got an album out right now, a whole project out right now. Tell the folks about it.
Hey, man, the album, still working on the album. Right now we're just pushing these singles. You can go on YouTube, man. I got, like, three singles out right now, If You Didn't Come to Party. Also got a hot joint with Jeter Jones called Sex in Your Boots. Y'all go to YouTube and check them out. You can go on Spotify, wherever you listen to your music, man. And, man, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm just so excited. And I can't say it enough how good God is, man. I've been in this game, man, since 92. And a lot of people started the game with me, man. And not saying they gave up, but I'm just thankful that God didn't allow my fire to burn out or didn't allow my light to dim. I stayed with it, never gave up, man, and look at me now, man. God has finally blessed me with a hot hit record, you know what I mean?
You know, can you speak on that some more? I mean, you say you started out in 92, and, you know, that tells me you've been doing this well over going on 30 years at this point. Well, tell me about the highs and lows and why you didn't quit.
Hey, man, I didn't quit because, you know, I feel that it has always felt that this is my purpose. You know, to make people feel good, to sing. I witnessed my way of speaking the word through my music. And to see people feel good and having a good time, you know, that's a blessing. And that's what's kept me, you know, I'm a producer as well. Mm-hmm. I produce, songwrite, and I do it all, you know what I'm saying? You know, I started out, man, I'm going to tell you, man, one of the biggest lows.
Yeah,
a lot of people probably don't know. It was probably back in 06, 07 when Lil Wayne came out with that song Lollipop. Actually, I'm the guy that actually sued Lil Wayne. That was my song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a long story. But that song derived from me. And that was probably one of my biggest lows to see him blow that song up. and me not to be able to receive any acclaim or accolades or anything from it. But God told me, son, don't worry about that. I got you. And now I have another opportunity. You know, I work with Too Short. I work with a lot of artists in the industry. I work with Too Short. Quint Black produced this track for Too Short that I got my first official gold record from. Cause Too Short had an album called Call Me Daddy. And I'm on the title song. So y'all check that out, man. But I'm just thankful, man, that God just never allowed me, my family never allowed me to give up. And, hey, man, and here I am right now, still singing to the world, and finally got me a number one hit record.
No doubt, man. Congratulations, man, first off, because I love to hear those stories. Like I said, I love my audience to hear the stories of people like yourself who bet on themselves and refuse to give up on themselves. And then when you finally have that breakthrough, I mean, just describe that feeling, how amazing it feels to finally have that breakthrough.
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, if it was, it's one man. You know, I started as an R&B singer, rapper, but, you know, over the years, I was doing that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, dang, you know, when is it finally going to come? God put in my life a special gentleman by the name of Sir Charles Jones, the King of Southern Soul.
Mm-hmm.
I met Sir Charles. We hit it off. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? He just took to me, man. And he said that after I actually told him about the Lil Wayne situation, man, he said, God talked to me, man. Ty, I promised God that I was going to help you because you deserve that chance. You've been in the game a long time. And Charles brought me into the Southern Soul game, man, and took me under his wing, man. And here I am. And God used him as a vessel to put me on my journey, on my real path. And since I've been in Southern Soul, man, oh, my God, it's been beautiful. I can't wait for y'all to hear the new album. It'll be out sometime before the end of the year. But I guarantee you, me bringing my R&B and my hip-hop roots to my R&B, it's going to be like a gumbo of Southern Soul, man. It's nothing you've ever heard before, man. I'm excited.
No doubt. We're excited for you too, my brother. Cigars and Sundresses, Southern Soul Day Fest, Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd. If folks ain't been to a Chocolate Tie Show or seen a Chocolate Tie Show, tell them what they need to be getting ready for.
Hey, man, get ready to party, man. Hey, I'm the Prince of Southern Soul, but I'm also a celebrity party host, man. They call me Ty Diggs, the King of Party. So, you know, whenever you come to my show, man, you can bring your lawn chairs. But don't expect to sit in them too long when I'm on the stage. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to party. We're going to have a great time for sure.
No doubt. We're going to have a great time, man. We're going outside, my people. East Texas Southern Soul Day Fest, Cigars and Sundresses Party, happening Labor Day Monday, September 2nd at the Brookside Ranch and Event Center, featuring Chocolate Tie. He's going to be out there tanning down with his number one smash hit, Hater. And folks want to follow you on social media, Ty. Where can they get at, Chad?
Man, just come on. Chocolate Tie is spelled Chocolit. Chocolite, T-Y-E. You can follow me on Instagram, Chocolate Tie Music. Facebook, just search Chocolate Tie. Southern, you know, I'll do the same with YouTube. You can do all that, man. Just pull up Chocolate Tie. You can't miss me. Man, y'all check, if you haven't heard my new single, Hater, one of the hottest songs in the country right now, man, go to YouTube or go to wherever you stream your music and stream it, download it. I guarantee you're going to love it, man.
And
thank you so much for all the supporters. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all, Kilgo, for sure. For sure.
And look, you can hear it here on this fine quality radio station as well. We know only station in the ETX running it. It's a smash hit, man. It's Chocolate Tie and Hater. Go follow that man on social media and go get your tickets to come see him live at the Cigars and Sundresses East Texas Southern Soul Day Fest, happening on Labor Day Monday at the Brookside Ranch and Event Center. Ty, again, I appreciate you, my brother. We got to do a more in-depth conversation about that, about your lawsuits and what happened with you and your music, because I would love to hear that story some more, man, because, like I said, that's one of the things that, look at that, you're talking to a brother who bet on himself and got into this radio game and is winning in it. So it took me a long time. I didn't get into this game until my 30s and my 40s. So you're talking to somebody that admires and knows people who fought and struggled to find their success and make their dreams come true. And I love talking to folks like that. So, man, whenever you and Tyler, let me know. We can sit down and chop it up even some more about that and let the folks hear about it.
Hey, I think I got a schedule the weekend of the event. I think I'm coming in on that I'm coming in on that weekend, and I think I'm supposed to do a...
we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But this is for the radio. I'm just telling. Keep, you know, don't put your partner business out there. Keep your partner business over there. Look, we'll talk about that. So, but make sure you go get Chuck and Ty. Go check out the music, man, and make sure you go follow him on social media, brother. And I appreciate you, man. We'll talk again soon. All right.
Hey, man. Sounds great, man. Thank you so much, man, for you know, showing all the love and support. I look forward to meeting you too, Mel.
No doubt.